بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, yesterday I mentioned to you the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to wake up for tahajjud and he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unique words inspired to him and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. In that whole list of praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three things which strike me over and above everything else. One is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma anta al-haq, وَوَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقِّ. Three things. He said, أَنْتَ الْحَقِّ. He said, you are the truth. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said in Surah Al-Kahf, which we read today, every Friday, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah said, say, the truth is your Rabb. الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants can accept it, whoever wants can deny it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, أَنْتَ الْحَقِّ. You are the truth. Now as I keep reminding myself and telling you, words are words. Words by themselves are, what is a word? A word is a sound. That is all. It is a sound which represents something. Right? What you have on your head is called a topi. The ta-o-pa-e. You call it the same thing, cap. So what is changed? Nothing has changed. There's some sound is different. So words are words. Unless there are words which are, which do something to you. If I say boy, who are you thinking of? Maybe otherwise thinking of Akib or Mustafa. I don't know whether you think of Shakib, because once the grandchildren come, the sons disappear. But when I say boy, Mustafa is thinking of Faisal. So boy is not a B-O-Y, one academic thing or one term in the English language. There is a specific person about whom you have some feelings. He does well, you feel happy. May Allah protect them from all kinds of evil. Supposing he is sick. Maybe nothing great, some, you know, small thing, but that will be playing in your mind. How is he, and so on and so on. And even if you are here, he is in Dubai, it doesn't matter. You know, sometime in the day, you will phone and find out, why Kaisa Faisal, is he okay? What happened to him? Sometimes parents are so concerned that children get irritated. You know, that's an unfortunate thing, but they get irritated. Are, why are you asking me so many times? I mean, he doesn't think that, oh, my father or mother is so concerned. He feels embarrassed. Why are they asking me so many times? After all, it's only a fever. What's the big deal? There is a feeling associated with that word. Now take this word, take this to Allah. What is the feeling associated with Allah? Is there a feeling associated with Allah? Or is Allah just one word which we are japifying, you know? We're saying Allah, 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 Allah. Which I mean, I'm not saying it is this or that. I don't know, Allah alam, what's in your heart? Only you know what's in my heart, only I know, and Allah knows about both. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma antal haqq, is this only a statement? I know adaban, because of adab and because we are using the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously you will say, no, it's not a statement. My question to myself is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma انت الحق. Is he haq only for the Nabi alayhi salam? The issue is that this whole discipline of sitting in one place, of reflecting, of thinking, of introspecting, of taking something and then going into your own heart and saying, where do I stand in this whole thing? This whole discipline looks like it has been lost. We have lost it and we have even forgotten that we have lost it. But that is not bad news, because to get it back is only a matter of a second. You decide to take it back, it comes back to you. But we have to take this time and go sit down somewhere. Forget everybody else. Sit somewhere, reflect, introspect. Living life like we live, our life is like animals. We are like cows or goats or something. We get up in the morning, we have our bodily functions, we finish that, then we eat some food, then we do something, then we go to sleep. What is the difference? There is no difference. We live like animals. But that's not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. So here is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, antal haqq wa wa'aduka alhaqq. Your wa'ada is true. Your promise is true. What is this promise? What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The next line is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa liqa'uka haqq. The meeting with you is true. The promise of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is that we will meet Him. This is the wa'ad of Allah. And there are many other wa'adas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the ghaib, whatever Allah explained. But the number one principle of our religion, which is Iman bil ghaib, is this. Antal haqq. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying antal haqq, he is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not saying Allahul haqq. He is saying antal haqq. You are true. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah said, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Your Rabb is Haqq. Here Rasulullah ﷺ is saying, you are Haqq. Why is he saying you are Haqq? Because who is Allah? Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. Rabbi Allah. Allahumma anta Rabbi. Oh Allah, you are my Rabb. Antal haqq. And you are the truth. So what is the benefit of this? If we get this connection and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this connection, what is the benefit of this connection? I am not talking about the benefit of this connection when we meet Allah, inshallah, al-Musta'an, we ask Allah for His forgiveness and we ask Him for Jannah. All that is fine, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will get that. But here in this dunya, what is the benefit? There are two major benefits in this dunya, very, very major benefits in this dunya of this realization, of this istihzar, of this understanding. Allahumma anta Rabbi. Allahumma antal haqq. The first one is that if my Rabb is haqq, who is my Rabb? Huwa alimun bi dhati sudur. He is the one who knows what's in the hearts. Huwa as-sami'ul basir. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. He said alayhi jalla jalaluhu. He is like nothing in creation. And He is the one who hears and He is the one who sees. So the first and foremost benefit of the realization, not just the words, the realization of Antal Haqq is that it keeps you and me away from sin. Because when I know antal haq, how can I do something which Allah has prohibited? How can I say something which Allah has prohibited? How can I go somewhere where there is a disobedience of Allah? This is, believe me, this is real. This should frighten us. If it is not frightening us, something is seriously wrong with our iman, and then fear the day when we meet Malakul Maut. Because how is this iman going to help us at that time? This joke of an iman which we have got. Our iman is like a joke, bad joke. Because this thing cannot even keep us away from, you know, one disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is going to save us on the day of judgment. This is going to take us across the sirat. This is going to save us from the fire. So the first and foremost benefit of antal haq is, it saves us from all sin. Keeps us away from sin. If you are doing something which you know to be wrong, then assure yourself that your iman is in serious critical danger. I won't say you don't have iman, that let Allah decide. But definitely, it is in serious and critical danger if you are doing something Allah has prohibited and you are doing it. Something is very seriously wrong. The second benefit of the realization, the istihzar, the ihsas of antal haq is that it gives you complete and total confidence. Total confidence. No fear of anything. How can I fear the makhluk when I am connected to the Khaliq? Anytime I have any fear of the makhluk in my heart, I must ask the question, I must not ask the question, how dangerous is this thing or this situation or this person or this whatever. I must ask the question, what is the connection with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? What is the connection with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? I was going to a wildlife sanctuary once in UP, and that was arranged by some friends of mine in the police. So one of the things that happened as a result of that, a bit of a nuisance, but anyway, was that right from Lucknow to the place we went, we had one police car in front of us, one police car behind us. And UP, so that siren was, you know, so it was a nuisance to travel like this with two sirens. But the place is potentially unsafe. That is the reason why all this police escort. But we were sitting in this car, what do you think we were feeling? Did we feel that, you know, oh, somebody might waylay us or somebody might steal something? Total confidence. I got a police car in front of me, police car behind me. We were going to some place in Bangladesh, in Dhaka. At that time, there was a curfew. There again, there was a police car with a machine gun mounted on top of it. Imagine, this is all human stuff. It's all show. If something actually happens, whether those cops are going to take a bullet from you or not is a different issue. For all you know, they will be the first people to run away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, antal haq. The one who said Musa alayhi salam when he was a little baby floating in a basket. floating in a basket or a box in the Nile, known for the size of its crocodiles. Ajeeb, the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not hide Musa alayhi salam. That's why I say read the Quran and reflect on it for God's sake. Think about that. Allah didn't hide Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Musa alayhi salam and put him in the lap of Musa's mortal enemy and got the mortal enemy to take care of Musa alayhi salam. Allah does not have to hide you to save you. Allah will put you in the lap of your mortal enemy and he'll make that mortal enemy your slave. This is the benefit. Antal haq. Wa wa'daka al-haq. Wa liqa'uka haq. The meeting with you is true. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do justice to ourselves, to save ourselves, to do justice to ourselves. You and yourself have a haq on you, and that haq is to save yourself from the fire. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بَأَحْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah said, save yourself and your families from the fire. And that will happen only if Allah becomes real to us. Allah huwa al-haq. Allah is haq. But is he haq to me? Is he real to me? That is the question. Is Allah real to me? And that is what we need to reflect on and think and introspect. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this reality for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.